Before going to Mariazell, Pope Benedict was in Vienna at the start of his trip on Friday, where he was received in private audience by President Heinz Fischer in the Imperial Hofburg Palace. Following that meeting, the Pope delivered a key speech to authorities and diplomats, as well as intellectuals, such as rectors of universities and representatives of key international organizations. Veronica listened in for us and filed this report.
Beginning his address, he highlighted how this meeting reflected the good relations marked by a reciprocal trust between Austria and the Holy See, remarking too how Austria is a model of social solidarity. He then listed examples of this across the world. On a more historical note, the Pope went on to underline the role of Austria at a crossroads between Eastern and Western Europe, a nation which was once at the heart of an empire unifying vast areas of Central and Eastern Europe, and where today the process of unification remains a most significant achievement. Europe, he stressed, cannot and must not deny her Christian roots.
Seine Worte sind aufmerksam gehört worden.
Christianity has profoundly shaped this continent, something clearly evident in this nation. And the shrine at Mariazell in particular is a meeting place for the different peoples of Europe. It's one of those places where men and women have drawn and continue to draw strength from on high. Pope Benedict also touched on a number of key issues like the European model of life, one he described as being under the pressure of modern economic forces and facing great challenges. He then invited politicians to regulate and limit globalization so it does not occur at the expense of the poorer nations and of the poor and wealthier nations, with the effect of proving detrimental to future generations. It was in Europe, he went to say, that the notion of human rights was first formulated, and he specified the fundamental human right is the right to life itself. Abortion cannot be a human right, nor can the so-called actively assisted death. Moving on to another crucial issue, Pope Benedict spoke of the European heritage as a tradition of thought, which considers essential a substantial correspondence between faith, truth, and reason. Finally, Pope Benedict outlined the role of the European Union, its responsibility in assuming a role of leadership in the fight against global poverty, and its efforts to promote peace.
One of the issues concerning the international community most is the prospect of nuclear terrorism and the concomitant need to end the proliferation of nuclear arms and to safely eliminate current stockpiles. Well, the Holy See's permanent observer to the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency, Monsignor Michael Banach, spoke to Susie Hodges ahead of the Holy Father's discourse to diplomats.
We have seen a move away from nuclear weapons. The superpowers who possess these weapons are searching to diminish their stockpile. But there are some significant challenges that still lie ahead. One of them, of course, is the reality of terrorism. And we speak today about nuclear terrorism, the fact that nuclear weapons or agents that are used to develop nuclear weapons might fall into the hands of people that are going to use them for destructive purposes instead of for peaceful purposes. So certainly the whole question of nuclear terrorism is a major issue. I also think that one of the other issues that's important is to recognize the connection that exists between nuclear disarmament and nuclear non-proliferation. Those may be technical terms, but they are realities that are interdependent and they mutually reinforce one another. And a responsible implementation of nuclear disarmament and nuclear non-proliferation, I think, represents one of the major instruments, not only in the fight against nuclear terrorism, but also in the concrete realization of a culture of life and of peace that's capable of promoting in an effective way the integral development of people.
And when it comes to long-standing disputes like the current dispute over Iran's nuclear program, are you optimistic that an eventual peaceful solution to this can be found, that there won't be a resort to armed force?
dialogue is the only way to ensure that there is not a recourse to armed force. And the Holy See is obviously in favor of dialogue, promotes dialogue, interreligious dialogue, dialogue between cultures, and dialogue between between nations. And certainly in recent times, the International Atomic Energy Agency has also been promoting dialogue between the agency itself and Iran, between the agency and in North Korea. And as long as people are willing to sit across the table from each other and openly, frankly, to discuss the realities, but as well as differences, yes, I am confident that these outstanding issues can be resolved in a peaceful manner.
And when it comes to the nuclear power governments themselves, how optimistic are you that in the coming years there'll be a move by these governments away from the view that nuclear arms can ensure the security of their countries?
In 2005, there was a less than satisfactory outcome of the preparatory committee for the upcoming 2010 review conference of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. What I think that less than satisfactory outcome demonstrates is that there was a prevalence of individual interests rather than an emphasis on collective security. Over the past few years, the world has changed. The world is rapidly changing. And I think it's to be noted that there's a growing awareness of how the interests of national security are also deeply connected with the interests of international security. And once that interdependence is acknowledged, I think it's all the more evident how that non-proliferation of nuclear weapons treaty can become a fundamental pillar in nuclear non-proliferation, furnishing a legal basis not only for international verification on nuclear material, but also for the elimination of nuclear weapons.
But given, as you say, that less than satisfactory outcome of the 2005 conference, I mean, what are then the chances of a successful outcome for this review conference coming up in 2010?
Of course, we're Christians, and the Holy See, as Christians, made up of Christians, is an optimistic international actor. So, yes, I am optimistic that that there will be a move toward a more satisfactory conclusion of the 2010 review conference. I think what I perceive, what I hear going on in the international sphere, there are certain things that are moving in that direction. I think there's a growing awareness that the international community needs to become more ambitious in making the non-proliferation treaty an adequate instrument in the promotion of peace and international security. And in order to accomplish this, I think nations are developing an innovative approach on determining legal, political, and technical requirements to promote effectively the objectives of the treaty. So given that new climate, the raising of awareness, I am optimistic that differences will be overcome, and we can look forward in hope to a successful outcome of the 2010 conference.
Do you think there's also a moral message, given that if countries were to disarm in the field of nuclear weapons or nuclear proliferation, that there would be a lot of money saved and that those resources could be spent on other much more pressing needs?
Pope Benedict XVI, in his 2006 message for the World Day of Peace, addressed this issue. And there he stated that what can be said about those governments which count nuclear arms as a means of ensuring the security of their countries. And he went on to say, along with countless persons of goodwill, one can state that this point of view is not only baneful, but also completely fallacious. In a nuclear war, there would be no victors, only victims. The truth of peace requires that all agree to change their course by clear and firm decisions and strive for a progressive and concerted nuclear disarmament. He concluded by saying that the resources which would be saved could then be employed in projects of development capable of benefiting all people, especially the poor.
Monsignor Michael Banach is the Holy See's permanent observer to the International Atomic Energy Agency there in Vienna.